Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Az-Zukhruf. Primarily, there is just one narrative in this regard. However, it is reported by two different chains of narration. One of them is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's tafsir, and the other one is in Salibi's tafsir. Both these narratives are reported by Ubayy ibn Ka'ab from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the text of this narrative is that man qara surah az-zukhruf kana mimman yuqalu lahu yawm al-qiyamah ya ibadi la khawfun alaykum al-yawma wa la antum tahzanun udkhulul jannata bighayri hisab, which means that a person who recites surah az-zukhruf, he shall be regarded among those on the day of judgment to whom it shall be said by the Almighty, O my servants, there is no fear on you, nor should you grieve. Enter the paradise and there shall be no accountability from you. So this is what this text of the narrative says. However, I'd like to point out at the very outset that Hafiz ibn Hajar says that this narrative is concocted. It is totally fabricated and it cannot be traced back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this, the reason perhaps for this is the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini. As far as Harun ibn Kasir is concerned, he's regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And Salam, about him, Hafiz Mizzi in his Tazib al-Kamal has recorded many comments by various Rijal authorities, and I'll read out these comments before you. Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's laysa bishay, and he also says that he's za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosuli says that he's laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's ghayru siqa. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be Zaif, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he's matruk, he's abandoned. And another opinion of Imam Nasai is that he's laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. Abu al-Qasim al-Baghvi says that he's Zaiful hadith chittan. And another opinion of Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash is that he is qazzal, that he's a great liar. So perhaps on the basis of this information, Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be concocted. And since the same two people are also found in the chain of narration, which is found in Salibi's tafsir, there is no reason that we should not regard that narrative to be concocted as well. All in all, we can say that this is an absolutely baseless narrative and we should totally disregard it. As far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the best way to do that is to read the surah with a good translation, to understand its message and to communicate its message to others. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.